brief story on great mathematician Srinivasa Ramanujan. Srinivasa Ramanujan, born on 22nd December 1887. He was an Indian mathematician who lived during the British rule in India. Though he had almost no formal training in pure mathematics, he made substantial contributions to mathematical analysis, number theory in finite series and continued fractions, including solutions to mathematical problems then considered unsolvable. During his short life, Ramanujan independently compiled nearly 3,900 results, mostly identities and equations. Many were completely novel. His original and highly unconventional results, such as the Ramanujan prime, the Ramanujan theta function, partition formulae and mock theta functions, have opened entire new areas of work and inspired a vast amount of further research. Nearly all his claims have now been proven correct. The Ramanujan Journal, a scientific journal, was established to publish work in all areas of mathematics influenced by Ramanujan and his notebooks. Containing summaries of his published and unpublished results have been analyzed and studied for decades since his death as a source of new mathematical ideas. In mathematics, there is a distinction between insight and formulating or working through a proof. Ramanujan proposed an appendence of formulae that could be investigated later in depth. G.H. Hardy said that Ramanujan's discoveries are unusually rich and that there is often more to them than initially meets the eye. As a byproduct of his work, new directions of research were opened up. One of Ramanujan's remarkable capabilities was the rapid solution of problems, illustrated by the following anecdote about an incident in which Mahalanobis posed a problem. Imagine that you are on a street with houses marked 1 through N. There is a house in between X, such that the sum of the house numbers to the left of it equals the sum of the house numbers to its right. If N is between 50 and 500, what are N and X? This is a bivariate problem with multiple solutions. Ramanujan thought about it and gave the answer with a twist. He gave a continued fraction. The unusual part was that it was the solution to the whole class of problems. Mahalanobis was astounded and asked how he did it. "It is simple. The minute I heard the problem, I knew that the answer was a continued fraction. Which continued fraction?" I asked myself. "Then the answer came to my mind," Ramanujan replied. The number 1729 is known as the Hardy-Ramanujan number after a famous visit by Hardy to see Ramanujan at a hospital. In Hardy's words, "I remember once going to see him when he was ill. I had ridden in taxi cab number 1729 and remarked that the number seemed to be rather a dull one, and that I hoped it was not an unfavorable." "No," he replied, "it is a very interesting number. It is the smallest number expressible as the sum of two cubes in two different ways." Immediately before this anecdote, Hardy quoted Littlewood as saying, "Every positive integer was one of Ramanujan's personal friends." The two different ways are 1729 is equal to 1 cube plus 12 cube is equal to 9 cube plus 10 cube. Generalizations of this idea have created the notion of taxi cab numbers. The year after his death, Nature listed Ramanujan among other distinguished scientists and mathematicians on a calendar of scientific pioneers who had achieved eminence. In 2011, on the 125th anniversary of his birth, the Indian government declared that 22nd December will be celebrated every year as National Mathematics Day. Then Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh also declared that 2012 would be celebrated as National Mathematics Year. Thank you. In my future episode, I will try to give a brief story on Shakuntala Devi.